Pro Wrestling Super Show, episode 55, Top 6 Tag Team Wrestlers.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hey, folks. Welcome back. And I'm here with Tim again. How are you doing, Tim?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Good, good. We took a little break for baseball, right?
But Yeah, a long break for baseball.
But we're back.
We're back.
We're back, and we have one of our favorite guests, good old Will from someplace south. I forget where.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, wow.
How you doing?
Oh, man.
I'm never going to live this good old Will shit down. Who the fuck started that?
I don't know.
Or, I don't know, maybe JR, I don't know. Somebody started it, bastards.
I was watching it something either today or yesterday, and someone said it was the great country of Texas. And I was like,
true.
It's probably true. And then I'm not about to doubt them, their idea of the great country of Texas.
Well, geographically, you could split Texas into five states, and they'd still be bigger than most states. So.
Right, right.
It's weird you guys have, what, 52 states? 50 states?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Canada is way bigger, and we only have 13 territories and provinces.
It's all fucking ice, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, once you go past, what, Toronto, it's all ice, isn't it? I mean, it's pure ice.
It's pretty cold. We already had snow one day. So.
Are you serious?
It didn't stick, but it did snow for a good five minutes.
It's like 80 degrees the other day here.
I'm into hoodies and pants and all that fun stuff. And my winter coat came out one day. So, yeah, it's getting there. But
you and me.
We're not here to talk temperature. We're here to talk tag team wrestlers. And we've each made a top six list of our favorites, guys we think were the best, whatever we did. I'm sure we all looked at it differently. But, Tim, what to you makes a great tag team wrestler?
I was a guy who wanted this to happen because of the fact that you and I were talking about the greatest wrestler ever, and there's a couple guys who was now being thought about ranking highly just because they are great tag team wrestlers like that. That's like their big, their claim to fame is that they're great tag team wrestlers and where they would stack up against guys who are only, considered singles wrestlers. And, to me, a tag wrestler, understands a different level of psychology, and I think they also offer a way to really tell a better story. Like, I think tag team wrestling, when it's done well, is the best thing that can be done in wrestling, and I've always had a soft spot in my heart for really good tag teams, and I've always thought that I'm probably the most excited when there's a good tag team match on, more than a singles match, because I think for so long, we've been without a great era of tag teams. I mean, we had the run, WWE had it for about a year and a half or so, and those were mainly six-mans with the Shield. But, I mean, I felt that the greatness of tag team wrestling in the 80s and 90s, it just hasn't been duplicated yet. And I just feel that when you tell a story in a tag team match, it's way better. And so the guys that I put on my list know – understand how to add things to a tag team match that you just can't get in a singles match, whether that's cutting the ring off or isolation or working a body part, or on top of that, just being able to show something else in their character that you can't really tell in a singles match that a tag team wrestler can, whether that's being really good on the apron or, really smart about, being a heel tag team or something like that, or a great hot tag or great face in perils. Like, I keep all these things in consideration, but I just think there's so much that makes a great tag worker that it's kind of hard to pigeonhole it into one thing. But I just love tag team wrestling, and so that's why I wanted to do this.
Yeah, and I love the tag team wrestling, and it's one of the things that they do for a couple months really great, and then they cut it off, and it's always disappointing. But
yeah,
when it comes along, when it's hot, like when the Rhodes brothers first got together versus the Shield, like – I think I was highly rating those matches way too high just because it was such good tag work, and you don't get to see that very often. But, well, what do you think of tag wrestlers, tag teams, all that fun stuff that we're talking about tonight?
Well, I grew up on it, you know. I mean, I watching the territories in the 80s, it was all about tag teams. It was all about Midnights and Rock and Rolls and the Fantastics and the Fabs and just seeing – and the Road Warriors. You know, it was about seeing great tag teams week in, week out. And, you know, what I want to bring up, especially when we talk about the wrestlers on the show, is a lot of the greatest tag team wrestlers were singles wrestlers that you could fit into tag teams and make it work. And then, you know, as I go through the years, as tag team wrestling became less relevant in the States with the available amount of footage that we now have of the past and from other countries, well, then I start falling in love with great tag team wrestlers from Japan and Mexico, and it's just a treat, you know, even Puerto Rico somewhat. So, I mean, I'm really excited about talking about the tag wrestlers, and my list isn't going to be any great shock to anyone else. You know, maybe, I think we're all probably going to have three or four of the same guys on there unless, you know, Graham goes completely WWF centric and starts naming Brian Blair, you know,
killer.
It'd be Brunzel if I was picking any of them. But
Brunzel is a great tag team wrestler. He's actually on my honorable mention, to be honest with you.
So. Yeah. But let's start. And the first guy, is kind of WWF centric, but, a guy I doubt either of you have on your list, but a guy who's very fond in my heart is, Hawk who, he started his career a lot in tag teams in like Montreal and Puerto Rico, teaming with like, Phil LaFon and that kind of stuff. We don't really have footage of that, but we do have him in the Islanders where he was freaking great. We do have him in the Faces of Fear, which was one of my favorite badass destruction tag teams of all time. We also have him, teaming with Andre, which I thought they made a hell of a team. They had a short run, but those matches, are very enjoyable to me. And one other, thing that really stands out is when he's in random tags, like in Survivor Series, the 89 Survivor Series, one of my favorite shows ever, in the main event, he's with the Heenan family, and him and Arn, are together most of the match as a team. And it's just so wonderful to watch. He worked himself great as a babyface early on in his career, but, you know, he really excelled as a heel, controlling stuff. Just running the ring as a ring general and with all of his cool stuff. Just a big fan of Haku. Probably not a top six or even close to that as an all time great tag wrestler, but definitely one of my favorites. What do you think of good old Haku Ming, Will?
I think there's some merit there. I think unfortunately when it comes to Haku, I mean, he's been a part of great matches, but I don't know if he's ever made a match great. Does that make sense? Like,
he's
contributed to great matches, but I've like, there are other guys on the list where I think this guy made the match great. You know, like you mentioned Dustin Rhodes earlier with the Shield. Dustin made matches great. You know, we just saw last couple of years, you know, where he would bring the crowd alive. Obviously your Bobby Eatons and Ricky Mortons, they've made matches great. I don't know if Haku actually ever made them, although he's been part of some great tag team moments, especially like, when he was in, the Islanders, I really enjoyed that run. I think Faces of Fear were more cool in the sense that, you know, you could have the poster up on the wall from like your PWI magazine pullout poster. But I don't know if they ever actually put it together to have like a super great match.
Yeah. They didn't have the, really opponents for that. Like they had a really good match with like Glacier and Ernest Miller. They had a good match with like Benoit and McMichael, but like they weren't, I don't know who they would have faced that they could have had a great match with in WCW in the mid 90s. Like Harlem Heat, Nasty Boys, who could they have faced? But
there were, like, they could have faced Benoit Malenko. I mean, they could have, I think that then Jericho, I thought Jericho and Eddie had a match against them. No?
I don't remember. If they did, it was like a short Nitro match or something.
Sure. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, part of it is actually having great matches, you know, as your buddy Parv would emphasize. But
I disagree with her.
but I'm saying, but like, you still got to put it together for the tag team. So I like Haku. I like Haku as a personality. I don't know if he'd be in my top six. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he's not in your top six, Will or Tim. But what do you think of Haku, and who is your number six?
Oh, I love Haku. I mean, I understand. I'm kind of with Will in the sense that I don't know if he was a guy who made a match great, but I think he was just such a great personality that was hard to not watch a match of his and enjoy it. And so, I mean, he proved a lot. You know, Will said a lot of probably what I would say along those lines. But I will say that I think Haku was someone that, at the very least on those teams stood out. Like I think he stood out more than Barb. I think he was the best Islander.
There was that WrestleMania 7 match against the Rockers, which is really good.
Right.
That was really fun. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's fun.
So I think he does stand out. I think that there's an emphasis on him being kind of the highlight of the teams that he is on, which is another thing that you consider for something like this. But, you know, unfortunately, I think he was just enjoyable. I don't know if it was something where I would call it like he was a part of so many great things, but he is someone that, like, when he came on, the Faces of Fear came on during like WCW Saturday Night or something like that, I would watch just because, you know, Meng is Meng. So
yeah, well, he was part of that great tag handicap tag match in the AWA.
Oh yeah, that too.
I forgot about that one. Yeah,
there's another feather in his cap. Building his case.
Case builds as the show goes on. By the end of the show, Haku will be on all of our lists. My number six is going to be another kind of a weird one, and I decided to throw a personal favorite on it because I think it's someone else who's unique, and it's a Mayumi Ozaki, and I picked her because she's a part of one of my favorite tag team series ever, and that's her and Dynamite Kanzai versus Yamada and Toyota. And Toshio Yamada and Manami Toyota. And she is by far like the best person on the apron I've probably ever seen. Like, she is like, she cuts corners the best. She's like the best bitch like heel I've ever seen. She does this thing where, like, you know, she'll just, you know, casually just like drape someone over the top rope and then talk shit about it afterwards. And there's this great part in Thunder Queen where she—
All right, and at this point, the recording ends. So this wonderful 90 minutes with all of our top six and more picks that Will lambaste me on has disappeared. No one else backup recorded it. My recording, I don't know why it ended at this point, but it just did. So I apologize. So this is going to be a really short episode of the Pro Wrestling Super Show. And I apologize for that, but I wanted to put out what we had just so we had a little bit of talk. We had to talk about Haku. You know, nothing's more fun than that. That's what wrestling's all about. That's what wrestling podcasts are all about. Talking about our favorites, like King Haku or Ming or whatever you want to call him. And Osaka for Tim, he got a couple minutes of that on his number six pick. Yeah, I'm sorry again, but that's all you're going to get out of this. But we'll be back next month with the now annual Thanksgiving special for the Pro Wrestling Super Show. And that's one of those shows where I'm going to have a lot of guests in, some people in for a longer time, some people in for a short time, but saying kind of what they're thankful for and what they're looking forward to and all that great stuff. So the Thanksgiving episode will be there. I'll make sure it's recorded and I'll have the whole thing up for you all. But that's the end for me. Sorry about the short episode again, but I hope you enjoyed what you heard. Bye.